I'm running on 3 hours of sleep, but I'm determined to make something good out of my day the next morning. I even smile at a few strangers as I get out of the cab, take the building elevators, and walk into Edge. I chit-chat with a few colleagues as we get coffee, call my mother to say good morning, answer a few emails from my sources. But there's that tiny little buzz still in my body. I still stare at green eyes whenever I stare at anything, really. I see a full mouth. A full mouth, smiling in the way he used to smile at me. I exhale slowly, do my best to push the thought of yesterday aside, and stare at my computer screen. My very blank, very white computer screen. Keyboards are clacking, reporters talking over their cubicle walls. Edge has been doing a little better after my love letter to Saint. The job cuts have stopped, two new journalists have been hired, and although there are only a dozen of us, we still somehow manage to make noise. Oh boy, do we make noise. We're the specialists of making every event of the day seem more monumental than it is. It's our job to hunt for news, after all. Create stories. Write something, Rachel. Inhaling, I put my fingers on my keys and force myself to write one word. And one word becomes two, and then my fingers pause. I'm out of juice, out of ideas, empty. I read what I wrote. Malcolm Saint. It's the first time in my career I've hit a dry spell. All the love I had for telling stories, a love that was born when I was very young, piecing together stories about my mother, left the day one of those stories took something priceless away. Something called Malcolm Saint. I've been begging Helen to give me the good stuff, a good piece that could motivate me, make me realize the words I write can make a difference. But she's been stalling and popping out excuses by the dozen. She tells me that if I'm having trouble with the little pieces, then it's definitely not the moment for another big one. Hitting the backspace, I watch the name disappear. Malcolm Saint, Malcolm Say, Malcolm Sa, Malcolm S, Malcolm. Oh God. I squeeze my eyes and erase the rest. On impulse, I reach for my bag, slung on the back of my chair, for the folded paper I carry inside. Taking it out, I unfold it and scan right to the bottom, to the very elaborate male signature on it. Malcolm K.P.L. Saint. The guy who sends my world into a tailspin. The sight of this signature on the page gives me all kinds of aches. Rachel! Sandy calls from across the room. Tucking the paper back into my bag, I peer out of my cubicle and see that she's pointing into the glass wall separating Helen, my editor, from all of us. You're up, she calls. I grab my notes that I also emailed her recently, then go and stand by Helen's open door. She's on the phone, signals for me to wait. Oh, absolutely. Dinner it is. I'll bring my best game, she assures. Then she waves me in as she hangs up, beaming. Well, she's in a good mood today. Hey, Helen, I say. Did you look at the story options I sent? Yes. And the answer is no. Her smile fades and she levels me a look. You're not writing that. Sighing, she shuffles the papers on her desk. Rachel, nobody wants to know about any riot. She says the word riot like one would say excrement. You have a lively, energetic voice, she goes on. Use it to bring happiness, not focus on what's wrong in the world. Tell us what's right. What's the right thing to wear when dating a hot man? Use what happened with that hot ex of yours to teach girls how to date properly. I'm single, Helen. Hello? Nobody wants dating advice from someone who screwed her only chance at... I trail off and rub my temples. Helen, you know I'm having a little problem. That you can't write? I wince. It hurts because for 20...